Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, May 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a Haines City woman was arrested for fraud and elderly abuse. On May 24th, Polk County Sheriff's Office detectives arrested 63-year-old Sharon Dawn of Haines City for stealing almost $12,000 from a 91-year-old woman with dementia for whom she was hired as a caregiver. The investigation began in February of 2021 when the elderly victim's son contacted the Sheriff's Office detectives after he discovered a large amount of ATM withdrawals from his mother's bank account during a time period when his mother was bedridden and under hospice care. Detectives discovered there have been 34 unauthorized ATM withdrawals totaling to $10,400 and another 3 unauthorized payments to Capital One totaling around $1,500 from August 2020 until March 2021. When detectives interviewed Dawn, she told them the money was a loan and she was only paying herself back for buying the victim a robe with her Capital One credit card. Sharon Dawn was arrested for fraud, criminal use of personal ID, felony theft, and elderly exploitation. She was booked into the Polk County Jail and has since been released on a $21,000 bond. Your local events, please join the City of Wauchula government for a community workshop regarding a bicycle, pedestrian, and trails plan that is being drafted this Thursday, May 27th at the train depot. You can stop by anytime between 2 and 7 p.m. to review plan concepts and provide input. They appreciate any and all suggestions. And this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. at Main Street Wauchula, it's Hometown Happy Hour. It's everyone's favorite way to shop. A ticket gets you drink samples at your favorite downtown businesses, sip cocktails, stroll Main Street, and do some shopping. Tickets are $15 each, and you can get more information and purchase your tickets online at mainstreetwauchula.com. Your jobs here in the area, Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are preferred. Just Rentals LLC is looking for an administrative assistant, an associate's degree in a relevant field, a driver's license, and 1 year of Microsoft Office and QuickBooks experience are preferred. And Fresenius Medical Care is looking for a patient care technician. A high school diploma or GED is required. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 97. Mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Wind south at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. The humidity is humid at 46%. Dew point 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The cloud cover is 11%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated 8.07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s with southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With this year's legislative session behind us, the Alabama Farmers Federation is celebrating key victories for rural Alabamians. AlphaFarmers.org reports highlights include the Small Farm Winery Bill, the Farm and Forest Product Tag Bill, and the Police Jurisdiction Bill. Federal External Affairs Director Matthew Durden says these wins were months, even years in the making, and in each case, our farmers saw a problem, approached our team, and showed us the importance of passing legislation. The federal appeals court that restricted access to hardship exemptions from the U.S. ethanol mandate in 2020 granted an EPA request to cancel three exemptions issued on President Trump's final day in office. According to agriculture.com, the EPA says the waivers had been issued without analysis of whether they were appropriate. The USDA Farm Service Agency published the first notice of funding availability announcing loan payments for eligible borrowers with qualifying direct farm loans under the American Rescue Plan Act. The official NOFA will be published in the Federal Register this week, and USDA expects payments to begin in early June and continue on a rolling basis. A subsequent notice addressing guaranteed loan balances and direct loans that no longer have collateral and have been previously referred to the Department of Treasury for debt collection will be published within 120 days.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA held a listening session this spring for beginning and new farmers to hear how the pandemic has affected them and how state and national programs may have helped. USDA Deputy Undersecretaries with the Farm Production and Conservation, the Ag Marketing Service, and the Farm Service Agency were all online listening to farmers' comments. Sophie Acoff, Executive Director with the National Young Farmers Coalition, told the representatives that thousands of young and beginning farmers are unaware of the programs the USDA offers offers to assist during the disruptions, and many believe they're not eligible either because their operations are too small or too diversified.
A set aside for beginning farmers and farmers of color in any next iterations of aid, I think, would send a really clear message that this funding is for beginning farmers and for farmers of color.
Acoff said farmers are also concerned about farm workers not having access to COVID relief. Ivan Minks, an organic beef producer in Georgia, told the reps that he was turned down for a renewal of his existing USDA loan for not having a feasible plan. He says loan officers should be better trained to work with folks like him with unique operations.
And I think that's where the frustration is. It's in that loan manager piece and getting that approved and that collaboration and talking.
Other producers cited concerns about the unclear application processes and lack of communication with local FSA offices.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the Original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, giving up an early gain and losing momentum after a solid start to the week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. Gains by several big tech companies helped limit the loss in the NASDAQ to less than 0.1%. Banks and energy companies fell the most. Investors still worry that raising inflation could eventually prompt central banks to withdraw help for the economy. Home builders rose following a report that U.S. home prices jumped in March by the most in more than 7 years. The Dow lost 81 points to 34,312. The NASDAQ dropped a couple of points to 13,657. The S&P 500 was off 9 at 4,188. New York oil rose 2 cents and closed at $66.07 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Milwaukee Bucks never trailed while leading by as many as 36 and routing Miami 132-98 to take a 2-0 lead in the first round NBA playoff series. Chris Middleton with 17 points on taking a 46-20 lead after one quarter.
He jumped on him quick and didn't, you know, let go of it, didn't, you know, settle or. We just kept, you know, pushing the pace.
The Bucks' 22 three-pointers were the highest total ever in a playoff game. Milwaukee looking to oust the team that beat them 4-1 in the second round last year. Game 3 is Thursday in Miami. Denver led by 12 at the half and tying their first-round series at a game apiece with a 128-109 win over Portland. Game 3 Thursday in Portland. Tonight it's Boston at Brooklyn, the Lakers at Phoenix, Dallas at the Clippers. The Nets, Lakers, and Mavs all up 1-0. In the NHL playoffs, Morgan Rielly scored the go-ahead goal in the second period as Toronto edged Montreal 2-1. Maple Leafs up 2-1 in that series. Minnesota jumped out to a 3-1 advantage in defeating Vegas 4-2. The Golden Knights still up 3-2. This is SRN Sports. 20-year-old Spencer Knight stopped 36 shots in Florida's 4-1 win over Tampa Bay. The Lightning with a 3-2 series lead. Josh Bailey scored the winner in double overtime as New York beat Pittsburgh 3-2. The Islanders up 3-2. Three overtimes for Winnipeg to oust Edmonton 4-3. The Jets win the series 4-0. In the American League, Tampa Bay won their 11th straight 14-8 over Toronto, 11 innings. Jordan Luplow made a diving catch on a sinking liner with the bases loaded, preserving a 6-5 victory for Cleveland over Detroit. A 6-run rally in the 8th gave Minnesota an 8-3 win over Baltimore. It was Seattle 4, Oakland 2. In the National League, Colorado 3-17 on the road, got a rare win away from home, defeating the New York Mets 3-2. Adam Duvall hit a 3-run homer in Miami's 9-6 win over Philadelphia. Marlins manager Don Mattingly's team is now just 1 game behind the East-leading Mets.
You chase a team, you're down 1. 2 days later, if you lose a couple in a row, you're in last place. So in this division right now, you know, we put ourselves in the pack.
Milwaukee won their third straight 5-3 over San Diego. Italy action, the White Sox over the Cardinals 5-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they on the World Wide Web at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I've been repeating the same mistakes in life for so long now that I think I'll start calling them traditions, you know? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.